And welcome back to Paul Listening Behind the Curtain. I'm going to take a little shift in gears now. Still talking about something classy, as we did in the first half of the show, but we're going to the Chicago Humanities. Many of you, educated as you are, probably know about this program, but if you don't, you should. This is this ongoing speaker series. We're going to tell you what's coming up and some of the things that have happened and you've missed, but it'll mean that you're going to say, I need to check this out. Joining me, the executive director of Chicago Humanities, and that is Philip Bahar. Philip, thanks for joining me, and what an incredible organization this is. Fill people in on exactly what you provide. Chicago.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Chicago Humanities, we put on two big festivals every year, one in the fall and one in the spring. We're right in the midst of the fall season now, which kind of runs September to November. And we'll bring about 100 speakers, performances to neighborhoods all across Chicago over these two different seasons. Authors, artists, journalists, policymakers, some of the thinkers who are kind of in the zeitgeist and who are, you know, covering topics, whether they're civic or social or cultural, that really matter to us as people and as communities. And it's a great way to come together around ideas, to experience new ideas from people who are really at the top of their field. And I know we'll dive into some of the people who might be coming, but it's just a community of curiosity and a community of people who really care about our city and care about ideas.
And you guys have been around for, it's been like 30 years, right? People should know you.
We've been around for 36 years, and we literally have events in almost every kind of major area of Chicago. This fall, we have programs in Pilsen and in Bronzeville. We have programs in Bridgeport and Lakeview and Old Town. So no matter where you are in the city, we probably kind of come within your general region a couple times every year and bring people together.
So we'll say this later, but give the website so people can say, I need to check this out.
Oh, yeah. ChicagoHumanities.org. You'll find about 40 events that are part of our fall season there right now. And that will, again, run through November. And some of our speakers include Margaret Atwood.
I'm going to walk you through those.
Oh, sure.
Before we get that, first of all, I just want to say, like in the past, I fell in love with you guys because you had folks like last season, George Stephanopoulos, who was in, many of these are in conversation events. So yeah. He was in conversation with David Axelrod. Fortunately, being with WGN, you allowed us to come afterwards and I got to sit with George for a while and talk to him for my political report show. But at the same time, Doris Kearns Goodwin, I mean, anybody who is anybody in the world of literature or, as you say, performance, the odds are they're going to make an appearance at Chicago Humanities. Today, in fact, when this first airs, you've got a ton of people coming today that unfortunately our viewers are not going to get to see, but let's tell them what they're missing. They should have been there. and so just on today, I'm going to mention a few. Nate Silver, the amazing sort of statistician, Nate Silver is coming along with Richard Thaler. Angela Davis comes tonight at 7 p.m. On October 4th. I'll say that date when people are first seeing this, they could check that one out. How do you determine with the staff that you have that this is who we want to bring in?
You know, we have a great set of co-creative directors, Michael Green and Lauren Pacheco, and they have a team that really scours the country, scours Chicago for people who are, you know, telling amazing stories, whether those are artists or authors, for people who are exploring some of the critical civic and social issues of our time. Again, whether that's national, international, or local. And between this network, and, you know, we work with dozens and dozens of cultural institutions. We have a number of major university projects, and we kind of counsel with all of them to figure out who's at the front of the conversations today, who, you know, should people in Chicago be hearing from to explore the world that we live in today.
Should people come to you? You know, I say this as somebody who does a television show. I get pitched all the time from sometimes authors themselves. I've written this book. I've done this. Can I come on your show? Do you say, look, if you are an author, you've done something out there, sure, contact Chicago Humanities? Or is it sort of a don't call us, we'll call you?
people can certainly send us their information, but we you know, our curators really do a good job of figuring out what's the diversity of conversations we want to have on a stage. How does the mix fit together from more of the cultural to the political to, you know, performance? And one example is we've got Peter Sagal joining us next spring, and we're going to do a series of conversations. Peter Sagal from WBEZ. Sorry
Right.
about that.
I've had him on.
Yeah, exactly. A series of conversations about the Constitution for the 250th anniversary. So that'll be a really dynamic set of discussions. And this fall, we have Jill Lepore, who's the great Harvard historian, who just came out with a history of the Constitution. So, because of this anniversary, we're kind of digging into, the foundations of our democracy, the foundations of America, and, where we are today.
Well, somebody who has taught constitutional law both in law school and for the bar exam, I can tell you, great topic, in critical topic that people should be talking about today. Let's talk about some of the things coming up that people watching us now will be able to see in terms of their schedule. I know you started to mention some, but I'm going to take it a little more in chronological order if we can. So,
Sure.
coming up the closest to when we are chatting now on October 12th at night is Catherine Russell. I love that because she's talking about the American Songbook. So, talk about constitutional law and politics. Hey, let's go to another world, the American Songbook.
Well, and Catherine Russell, I mean, that's really a performance. So it'll be her in performance, and then she tells stories about the histories of songs throughout the performance. And her range of time is really incredible. So she can kind of walk us through different elements of American history, different moments in musical history. It'll be a beautiful performance, and that's in partnership with the Old Town School of Folk Music. We've got a number of other programs for
Yes.
them this year as well.
Yeah, I noticed you got several that pop up there with other performances coming up from them, and some of them are just are amazing. Kurt Weill and others. So it's going to be great. I do want to ask you about, I can't say the name of this program because it's Cory Doctorow and Kara Swisher, and I love Kara
Yes.
Swisher. Sadly, because of the name of what they're calling their program, we can't. I'll word it this way, and shootification. How about if I just word it that way? Of
There you
course,
go.
Kara Swisher, always dynamic, and I think she appeared last season because we were to talk to her with her last book, her the Burn book that she wrote.
Yes.
What are we in for with Kara and Corey?
Well, Cory Doctorow explores the internet. He's been a digital journalist for a long time, an academic. And he is really looking at the enshootification of the digital space, which is, everything is free. We open up this big funnel and everybody gets engaged. And then the kind of nipping and tucking around the corners to kind of force us into certain behaviors, pay cycles, business models. So he's basically talking about, going from the utopia of an internet for everyone to an internet for a few that's being controlled by, certain corporations.
On October 18th, there's like 10 programs going on. So again, people can go to chicagohumanities.org and check them all out. I want to pick a couple of them out with you. We talked about, again, the importance of constitutional law, but on that day at 10 in the morning, you've got head of Princeton University coming to talk about academic freedom. Again, something in the news every day.
Yes, Christopher Eisgruber, the president of Princeton, is coming. We'll talk about academic freedom. We'll talk about campus freedom, campus conversations, what's going on our campuses. Certainly, over the last few years, we've seen a lot of dynamic activity on campuses. We've seen positive and negative reactions to that. So it's really, I think, a vital moment to think about what our university structure is. This is the backbone to so much of the creativity that comes out of America, the businesses that come out of America.
Yeah.
We're actually doing this in partnership this day on October 18th with UChicago Arts and Humanities Division. So it's a really deep day of about 13 or 14 different programs. It starts with Eisgruber, but we also have
Well, wait, let me. I'm going to take you to the one that people have to cancel their plans for. Because at 4 o'clock that day, whatever you're doing, drop them. And just in case we're sounding a little too academic, you can actually come and see Stephanie Burt, who is going to talk about, and you know where I'm going, the genius of, who is it, Philip?
of Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Yeah, Stephanie Burt's a great Harvard professor that's using the poetry and lyrics of Taylor Swift to tell the story of the broader world of poetry and to explore really the impact of Taylor Swift beyond the pop celebrity. We also have the great comic and actor Nick Offerman coming out that day. That's our final program that day. Richard Dubner from Freakonomics. the podcast and radio program. He'll be here to talk about, everyday economics and things that might excite us and surprise us about how our economy works. The great essayist and cultural critic Roxane Gay will be joining us for the 10th anniversary publication of her book Bad Feminist, which was really a defining book in the mid-aughts, or I guess or 2015-ish, really telling the story about America through the lens of a Black woman. So it'll be a fantastic conversation with
Yeah,
her.
one can't
Always
really,
super
you can't
insightful.
define exactly what you do because you're all over. You had mentioned Margaret Atwood there before. She's November 8th, and things this season will wrap up with Salman Rushdie on November 13th. For people who want to get tickets, just how do they do it? Because I'm sure we're getting a lot of people interested in all of these
Great, I
things, and
hope so.
it's overwhelming. Just tell them what to do. Go to chicagohumanities.org and.
Yeah, go to chicagohumanities.org. You'll see a full list of all of our events all across Chicago. You can click the button and you can buy tickets and join us as part of the community. There are also other activities around a lot of our programming. So we have artists in between some of our events. We've got installations. We have performances that interact with some of the other programs throughout each day. So come on out to October 18th at U Chicago, or come out to some of the other programs that we have coming up. We also have some fantastic chefs this year. We have Padma Lakshmi, who many people will know from Top Chef. She's talking about immigrant cooking and kind of how the immigrant experience has impacted the cooking across America. So that'll be a really great
All
program.
over the place. Philip, so unfortunately, we're out of time. I've got to wrap the show, but and thank you for all your service. I know you're moving on to some newer pastures from Chicago Humanities. Good luck to you, and you'll turn things over to somebody fantastic, I'm sure. I imagine you're going to miss Chicago Humanities.
Oh, Chicago Humanities has been just a remarkable experience. I've been here for 13 years, 25 festivals and over 1400 events. So as you can imagine, it's an emotional moment to have this be my final festival, but I'm really excited to be going to the Michigan State University Broad Art Museum to be its next director. So thanks for acknowledging that. And thank you so much for spreading the word about Chicago Humanities.
Absolutely. People are going to check it out. Philip Bahar, we wish you luck. And to our viewers, thank you for watching us here on Behind the Curtain. Go to WGNTV.com/store where you too can get one of these fabulous Behind the Curtain mugs. I owe you one of those, Philip. Thanks for
Fantastic.
watching us, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.